Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
A post-mortem took place this morning on the body of a 22-year-old Evan Fitzgerald, who died, as you know, during a shooting incident at the Fairgreen shopping centre in Carlow Town on Sunday evening. Multiple shots were fired, and Fitzgerald, who was from near Kilteagan in County Wicklow, died from self-inflicted wounds. Gordy described it as a terrifying experience for everyone that was present. Now, today, the fact that Fitzgerald was out on bail on firearm charges at the time of the shooting has prompted new calls for a wider review of the enforcement and operation of bail laws. I'm joined now by Sinn Féin spokesperson on Justice and Home Affairs, Matt Carthy, and also by Cynthia Ní Warrochu, who's a Fianna Fáil MEP for Ireland South, also a barrister. You're both very welcome to the programme. Matt Carthy, I'll turn to you first of all. What should a wider review of bail laws look like to you, do you think?
Well, first of all, can I extend my sympathies to the family of Evan Fitzgerald and commend the Gardaí, the other emergency services, and indeed the community in Carlow for their response to what was a tragedy, but which fortunately it resulted in no one else being seriously injured or killed, which I fear could have been the case. So we know that the Bail Act of 1997 amended the law to provide for the refusal of bail in particular circumstances, while the Gardaí can also object to bail being granted. So I think one of the first things that we need to analyse is whether or not bail laws are current, as they currently apply, are being appropriately applied when it comes to court cases, particularly where there's very clearly a risk of someone committing further crimes while out on bail. And there also needs to be an examination as to how the conditions that are being applied to
bail.
But
are you concerned about how bail laws are being applied? Do you think it should be a stricter interpretation?
Well, absolutely. There have been a number of very serious crimes committed in recent months, indeed, and over the past number of years by those on bail. In fact, the numbers of crimes where arrests have been made, where those arrested are actually on bail, is staggering, to be quite honest. 40,000 in one year. Now, most of those, both the initial crime and the subsequent crime, would be considered of a minor. But there are.
How do you make it stricter, though, before I bring in Cynthia?
So there's a number of issues that need to be dealt with, and unfortunately we can't just look at the issue pertaining to bail without also examining the wider range of problems that exist within the criminal justice system, because we have huge delays within our court services, and then we also have overcrowded prisons, both of which mean that it's very difficult in some cases to just jail all of those on remand, including those who are charged with very serious crimes.
Okay.
But the difficulty is we have to ensure that our laws ensure that the most dangerous criminals are behind bars.
Well, let me bring in Cynthia Ní Warrochu, first of all, an MEP for Fianna Fáil, also a barrister. Do you see from your work as a barrister, Cynthia, that these bail laws need to be made a little bit more rigid?
Absolutely. I called for this in a press release in May, and I endorsed what Micheál Martin an Taoiseach had said when he committed to further reform of the bail laws in the programme for government. And indeed, Jim O'Callaghan is working through on that. And very recently, of course, when Minister O'Callaghan apologised to the family of Shane O'Farrell, he announced that he had appointed senior counsel Lorcan Staines to examine the conditions under which repeat offenders can be granted bail. So there is work ongoing. Just to speak to Matt's points, all of which I agree with. We all know the problems, and I've highlighted the same set that Matt has. But let's talk about some solutions. Yes, delays in getting hearings for people and having to obviously consider bail and lengthy bail. We need more judges. That's in the programme for government, and the government is committed to that. We have overcrowding of our prisons, but we know that we have to build more prisons. And again, the simple answer is that it's in the programme for government.
It won't happen overnight,
though. We need to get
on with
it. We need to construct a new prison at Thornton Hall. We need to expand the existing prison capacity by 1,500 spaces. And we need to consider, not only consider, but we need to move on the need for a new women's open prison.
Yeah.
Also,
so if we're waiting for those, can I put this to you, though?
Electronic tagging for appropriate categories of
prisoners.
Before
we get to tagging, if we're waiting for new prisons to be built, we'll be awaiting a hell of a long time before bail laws are realigned here, won't we?
In the meantime, while we're waiting, I have a few other solutions. We're now living in a new world, which is quite fragile from the point of view of mental health and also the normalisation of violence, whether it's cars driving into mass crowds and killing people or whether it's mass shootings. We're absolutely inured to this now, or people are in general, because of the internet and so forth. Yeah. Even though the internet has many benefits, there are negatives. So what I say is, let's have an all-ranging review, which involves the onus on the Gardaí, the onus on the judges, to test the bail laws to the nth degree. As Matt said, he's quite right. We do have to look at how the last implementation of changes in the 1997 law is actually being implemented. Remember,
I can't believe I'm listening to this in one sense from an experienced barrister. You can't allow the pervasive influence of social media and the internet to stymie your presumption of innocence if you're up for a crime, Cynthia Shirley.
Oh, you certainly can have that in the balance. There's nothing to say that that is going to trump the presumption of innocence. Your question or your comment seems to suggest that, which I'm not suggesting. Everybody is innocent until proven guilty.
So what was your point about the car being driven and the internet and so on? How does that relate to the presumption?
Unless you didn't hear it, but I think the listeners got it.
Go on.
I think judges know and should realise, which they do, there's a new world order, but we need a review of bail laws in the light of that. But also on Garda Síochána.
I don't understand your point, I must say. So let's say Cormac O'Hara is charged with a crime and the prosecuting barrister says, do not release Cormac O'Hara on bail because we have a new world order in terms of crime. What does that mean?
No, I didn't say that at all. I think you're simplifying it completely.
I don't understand.
Okay, well, I'm going to explain it to you then. I think that the offenders who are coming before the court now, particularly after COVID and other events that have happened, such as the crash, mental health in general is very fragile. That's the first point I made to you. The second point I made to you is that violence is normalised. Of course, no barrister worth their salt would stand up and blame it all on the limp suggestions and excuses you've suggested. But what they would do is, I think we should test that onus. Exactly as Matt said, we should test it more rigorously, and we should, as part of the overall review being rolled out by Lorcan Staines, and perhaps that will be added to, I don't know, Jim O'Callaghan will decide on that. Mm-hmm. And if I know Jim, he won't waste time on it because he's a very robust and active Minister for Justice. But we do need to ensure that we realise that there's more than the state involved here in acting laws. We have people who are operating the laws in the courts.
Let me bring in, if I may, sorry to cut across you, but just in terms of time, Matt Carthy, the electronic tagging that Cynthia mentioned, would that work?
In some cases it would, and I believe it has to be looked at. As I say, this is a combination of a wider range of issues that need to be dealt with. We need to look at the funding that's in place for youth and diversion projects. It's no point saying that mental health services are part of the solution when funding for mental health services and the experience of those who interact with our mental health services isn't a positive one. Likewise with addiction services, we also need to look at the effectiveness of prisons. I agree that we probably need to increase the number of prison spaces, but we also need to look at the effectiveness of prisons in tackling recidivism. If you look at the 2020 figures, for which most recent figures that we have, 60% of young adults under the age of 21 that were released from custody in 2020 reoffended within a year.
Okay,
that
look,
tells us that the prison system isn't working. And when you compound that with the deficiencies in other services, when you compound that with the delays with the court services, you have a situation today where dangerous people, in my view, repeat offenders who shouldn't be granted bail are being granted bail. And that leads to these situations. There are a small number, but we can't ignore them.
It's just important to say that year on year over the past 3 years, the number of people skipping bail is falling, and that has to be welcomed as well. Yeah. So we're not getting everything wrong at all. We do need a reset, and Lorcan Staines SC is the man to carry that out at the moment and perhaps further added to that.
My thanks to you both, Fianna Fáil MEP Cynthia Ní Warraghu and Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin TD. Thank you.